Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderblau Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, in 2022, there were 9 deaths and over 11,000 fireworks-related injuries. According to the article, this is an increase of 25% from 2021. Young adults aged 20 to 24 years old were in the majority of those injured, and most of those injuries were to the hands and fingers. Now, with that information in mind, we thought we would share some information to keep you and your loved ones and friends safe this 4th of July holiday if you decide to put on your own fireworks celebration. Now, we found this article from the Department of Homeland Security with tips on proper fireworks safety. My first tip I have for you, again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, just go in the upper right to the search bar and type in Fireworks Safety Tips 2023. It'll bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast with the links to not only the article from the Consumer Product Safety Commission, which is a fascinating article. You should check that out. And then also the article from the Department of Homeland Security. I'm only going to share a few tips. Again, I want you to read the full article. The first step I have for you is have extinguishers available. Having a bucket of water, water hose, or even fire extinguishers nearby when setting off fireworks. I always think back to when I was like 13. I was like 13 or 14 years old. We went to Wade's drugstore. It's a small drugstore over on 13th Street, right near my house, like two streets away from my house. Went there, and you know they had poppers and sparklers, and they had jumping jacks. Now we didn't at the time. Fireworks were illegal in the state of Michigan. Not fireworks, but firecrackers were illegal in the state of Michigan. You would have to go down to Indiana to get those. But the next best thing were called jumping jacks. I don't know if you've ever seen those, but they look like firecrackers, like all, you know, strung together. And then if you light them, they would spin around and turn colors. They were like red and green, and they would spin, and then they would have a kind of sound to them and look really cool. So we would buy those, and those were like 25 cents a pack. So, you know, we'd pay, you know, I'd have a buck, you know, I'd have 4 quarters saved up, and we would go down there and we would buy these. I mean, at the time, the drugstore didn't care that we were under the age of 18. We would go down there and we would buy these jumping jack fireworks, and then we'd go back to my house and light them off. And what we'd like to do is we like to unhook them and light them off one at a time, so that way it lasts longer, you know, because you light the whole pack and they all go off, and, you know, 15 seconds later, they're done. So we would take them, and we would take them apart, and then we would light one and throw it, and light one and throw it, and just watch them. You know, sometimes they'd start spinning in the air and going off. And one time, I lit one and let it go, and it flew into a bush next to our garage. And next thing I knew, the bush was on fire. And I'm freaking out. My friends are freaking out. And quick run and grab the garden hose from the side of the house. And, of course, the garden hose wasn't long enough. So I'm sitting there spraying water, like, halfway across the yard onto this bush. And it, we were finally able to get it out. I don't think my parents ever noticed that the bush had burned. But let me tell you, like, in the years since, you know, while we lived at the house, and the years since that happened, every year that bush just came back and kind of flourished. So I kind of wonder if the fire kind of helped it, I guess, maybe. I don't know. But it just got fuller, and the next year it just got fuller. And I don't know if that had to do with the fire or whatnot, but yeah, we weren't smart. We didn't have a bucket of water. We didn't have the garden hose ready to go. So yeah, it's real important that you have that stuff available for situations like that, where an errant firework goes into, you know, a bush, or goes into a car, you know, flies into a car window, or, you know, gets on a roof, you know, something like that, where, you know, it could ignite a blaze. So it's always good to have, you know, an extinguisher of some type, whether a bucket of water, a water hose, or a fire extinguisher nearby. Next tip I want to share with you is set up a safety perimeter. For fireworks that are ground-based, like, you know, the fountains and, you know, stuff like that, it's best to have a 35-foot distance between you and the spectators, or between the fireworks and the spectators. And then it says for aerial fireworks, those are the ones that go up in the air. They're saying that the spectator distance should be 150 feet. I imagine, because since it's an aerial, it's going to have much more gunpowder in it. And if something goes wrong, if it just decides to explode instead of go up into the air, having that distance of 150 feet is going to be a safer for people to, you know, not get hit with debris or errant sparks or anything like that. The next tip is supervise children. Sparklers and other handheld fireworks can burn hot enough to melt some metals, and the sparks can quickly set fire to clothing. Many children have received burns on their feet from dropping or stepping on spent sparklers that haven't cooled down. Now, I've done that. Real stupid. You know, of course, when you're setting off fireworks, you need to be wearing shoes. Don't wear Crocs. Wear shoes. Because another personal story. When we were living in our other house, you know, we had, you know, jumping jacks and, you know, the snakes and, you know, other smaller fireworks. But then we also had sparklers. The sparklers on the metal sticks. Or metal wires, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, the kids had fun, you know, sitting there swinging them around and having a good time. And then they would drop them on the ground. And at the time, I didn't have a bucket of water or anything to stick this stuff into, not thinking. And, of course, I'm walking around the driveway barefoot, not thinking. And I ended up stepping on one of the sparklers that had just gotten done. And I burned the bottom of my foot on the metal wire because it was so hot. Even though the sparkler was spent, that wire still remains hot for quite a bit of time afterwards. So that's why you really need a bucket of water to throw that stuff in when you're done. But again, you know, don't set off fireworks barefoot. You need to protect your feet for sure. Not only being able to run away if a firework goes bad, but also to keep your feet from getting burned. So, you know, that's a twofer there for you. Supervise your kids while they're lighting up sparklers, you know, to make sure that they don't set themselves on fire or get hurt. And then number two, wear shoes when you're setting off fireworks. And that one wasn't even in the article from the Department of Homeland Security. So wear shoes when you're setting off fireworks. The next one I want to share with you is avoid alcohol and drug use. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. You know, just like you shouldn't be, you know, drinking and driving when you're on a boat. You shouldn't be drinking and driving when you're on a snowmobile. You shouldn't be drinking and you know, going out hunting, or drinking and driving, drinking and, you know, being on a motorcycle. You know, don't set off fireworks when you've been drinking or high. You need to be focused and aware of what's going on around you and be quick to react if a firework goes bad. It's that simple. You know, I mean, having a beer, you know, like one beer and then setting off fireworks, that's one thing. But, you know, if you're 2 to 3, 4 beers deep, then you probably shouldn't be the one that's lighting the fuses, because your equilibrium is going to be off. You're not going to be thinking straight. You really need, I mean, fireworks are dangerous. I mean, it's gunpowder, amongst other things. You know, you've got lots of chemicals and stuff like that that are really dangerous. So you really need to be on top of that for sure. And the last tip I want to share with you is think about alternatives. Bubbles, glow sticks, party poppers are safe alternatives for kids to help them celebrate the holiday and are a bit easier to clean up afterwards. I mean, bubbles, what do you got to clean up? Nothing. Glow sticks, they just go right in the trash. You don't have to wait for them to cool down. Party poppers, yeah, you're going to have to sweep up a little bit of mess, but by and large, it's going to be a whole lot easier to clean up. And can still give those, give the kids, you know, exciting things. I mean, glow sticks are similar to sparklers, you know, they run around and, you know, they got, not only do they have glow sticks, but at the dollar store, they've got the glow necklaces, they've got glow swords and, you know, glow eyeglasses and, you know, all kinds of different, glow type, items that, kids can use these days. You know, it's a buck. I mean, it's really easy. Party poppers, yeah, you know, you get the thrill of the, you know, the little explosion, the pop, and then you got the confetti and streamers that come out of them, you know, or you got the regular poppers, the little little packages, you know, that have the gunpowder in them that you could throw on the ground, and you know, so you have the excitement of throwing those on the ground, hearing the pop, pop, pop. Those are a little bit hard to clean up too, because you got all these little pieces of paper running around. But yeah, think about alternatives, especially if you got small children. You know, again, sparklers can be a little bit dangerous for younger children, and you really do need to keep an eye on them. Now, be sure to check out the full article from the Department of Homeland Security for more tips on keeping your fireworks celebration safe this holiday. Again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on to this podcast, just type into the search bar Fireworks Safety Tips 2023, and it will have links to the Consumer Product Safety Commission article. Very fascinating article with a bunch of statistics as far as firework-related injuries and whatnot. And then also the full article from the Department of Homeland Security with many more tips. I've only shared 5. There's 5 more tips and some other information on that article for you to check out. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I hope you have a safe holiday, a wonderful holiday, and just enjoy the fireworks, enjoy the picnic, enjoy the good food, and, of course, enjoy celebrating the freedom of our country. Until next time, take care.